Hello, it's me, Kaya Wiesenauer, the person who created what you're about to listen to. For your mental safety, I will say that the following audio has triggering language and themes about anxiety and abuse. Thank you, and stay safe. Okay. Okay. I think I have it now. This is an audio log for my therapist, Dr. Stewart. So, hi, I have a sheet here. I have a sheet that tells me how to start this thing. It says that I should, speak and introduce myself like I'm talking to an audience, because I seem more comfortable in front of a crowd than a single person. Okay, right, I've already been doing that, so cool, I guess. The reason why I'm recording myself is, so recently I've been having, like, really bad panic attacks, I think, and I'm not really sure why. I went to Dr. Stewart to see what's up, and I couldn't say anything to her. Like, I couldn't speak. I don't know why. I just couldn't talk to her. So she thought that this might work, like, talking to a microphone instead of, like, in front of a person, you know, because, like, I don't know. Okay. I skipped the introduction. Okay. My name is Juliet My name is Juliet Wessex, and I'm in a band called Screaming Smiles, and I know it's a cheesy name, but we're trying to figure it out. My band mates are Prince Evgeny Normandy, the singer, Jenny Smith, the bass player, and Andy Landry? Yeah, Landry, I think. He's our drummer, and I play the electric guitar. I'm not really good at it. I only started playing, like, a couple years ago. The band's been together for at least three years, and we've been pretty okay during that time, I think. I mean, we're not super popular, but it's fun. What do I say? We've been creating a new album since everybody wants new songs, and, like, it's a bit stressful since everyone can't really agree on anything. Jenny wants some weird cyber techno electronic, like, synthetic voice thing, and Evgeny wants some kind of, like screechy garage metal emo stuff, like kind of punk but kind of not, you know, like real noisy and confusing type songs with like the lyrics you can understand. He was like super adamant about, like, understandable lyrics, which I can get because he's like our singer, you know. I don't know. They argue about it a lot, and it's just kind of stressful. Andy doesn't really argue. I kind of do, but not really. Andy, he just kind of, he's the only one with a house, so we go there to meet, and he just kind of sits there and waits for us to kind of get out when we start arguing. I think Andy wants to quit as well. Like, he hasn't said anything, but, like, still, you can kind of tell. I don't know. I just don't understand why we have to reinvent ourselves. Doesn't make sense to me. We've been the same for, like, 3 years, and we've been doing pretty okay, playing at, like, clubs and everything, and most people like us. I don't know why we can't just stay the same. It's like we suddenly have to purge everything. It's just the sky is...
Oh, that
Okay, what was I talking about? The paper says to explain what I think is causing the panic attacks and what is happening before I had them. I don't really remember what was happening around me when they happened, but, like, I do remember that the worst one was after a show, I think. It was, like, it was a club we never played at before, and I couldn't tell if the audience liked us or not. And I wasn't feeling, like, the greatest. I was like, kind of sick. Like, I had, like, strep throat, you know, and, like... Evan Genie said that was the reason, like, just being sick. But I remember stepping off the stage, and all of a sudden my heart was, like, beating like crazy. Like, you know, like, huge, like, palpitations and whatever. And, I think I passed out. Or maybe just blacked out. Is that a thing for panic attacks? I don't know. I just don't remember. I do remember waking up in, like, on Andy's couch, and everybody's, like, yelling and arguing, and, like, I'm all sweaty and shaky and, like, pretty pale. I don't know. Like, everyone was yelling, and I don't know why. It was, like, so chaotic and stressful. I think I blocked it out. I blocked, like, everything out. I don't remember what they said. Oh, it was probably just because I was sick. I can't think of anything else. I'm sorry. This is, like, kind of a waste of your time. Evgenie is probably right. It's probably just stress, and I'm not, like, I don't have, like, an actual disorder or something. Like, I was just probably, like, way too sick to be performing. I'm just gonna end this here. I'm sorry for wasting your time. It's not that important. It's probably nothing.
Hi, it's Kaya Wiesnauer again. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and you can find more of my work on whje.com.